What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019. And, well, spring should be here. It is in much of the country, not in all. We've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. And I apologize for being absent yesterday. I'm a little bit under the weather. I got some kind of a bug here. I'm still dealing with it today, but I'm going to try and get through the show. So just bear with us, and we'll try and get through things today. What can I tell you? Alrighty, getting into the story here. Obviously, the big news these days is how the corporate media and the Democrats absolutely cratered in this Russia collusion hoax. They have absolutely failed. And it's an object lesson for the American people not to be listening to the corporate media, not to be listening to the Democrats. And the lesson there is you should never, ever, ever trust them again about anything, about vaccine safety, about whether GMOs are good for you, about whether humans are warming the planet. That's the lesson right there. And we should be paying attention to that. So it was an attempted coup d'etat against the elected president of the United States. And again, I'm not a big fan of Trump right now. I think he's a terrible disappointment. But he is the elected president. And in a nation that is supposed to be governed by the rule of law, he's going to be the president for about another, well, a little less than 2 years. And we shouldn't be mucking about with that. And those that did, those that tried this coup d'etat, they are effectively criminals. We should be treating them as criminals. But the big issue, of course, is the corporate media that pushed this story of Trump-Russia collusion just constantly, 24/7, day after day after day after day. And it was a lie. It was a complete, complete lie. And just keep that in mind the next time the corporate media tells you that this product is good or that product is bad or this is what you should be thinking or why we have to go to war in this other country. Just keep that in mind. The corporate media lies to you, whether it's Trump-Russia collusion or Saddam's nuclear weapons or Assad's sarin gas or any of that stuff. That's what the corporate media does. It lies to you to control you, to get you to go along with various agendas. That's the lesson. Here endeth the lesson here. Okay, the Pentagon has decided they're going to halt F-35 fighter jet deliveries to Turkey until Turkey cancels their order of the Russian S-400 systems. And apparently, the United States is saying that the Russian S-400 system would compromise the security of the F-35 aircraft. Now, that may be an admission. There is a defect in the F-35, which makes it vulnerable to the S-400. Or it may just be more arm twisting to try and get other countries to buy American products when they want to buy better products from other countries, which we've been talking about for a very, very long time here. So we'll see what's going to happen there here. Over in Yemen, Al Jazeera has obtained footage that proves child soldiers are in the recruitment camps of the Saudi UAE-led coalition fighting in Yemen. And these are desperately poor children being recruited to fight along the Saudi border. to defend it from the Houthis, a rebel group which has overran the capital. Now, the Houthis are not really rebels. The Houthis are the government that was displaced by the United States years ago. And they basically want their country back. So, back in 2015, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates formed a coalition to overthrow the Houthis. They're acting as U.S. proxies, plunging Yemen into a ruinous war. And they keep talking about the country's internationally recognized government. Well, other nations don't have the right to recognize a government. It's whatever government the people of a nation vote into power, which is what Yemen had to begin with. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And I'm, back on the air today. I'm a little bit under the weather, but we're going to try and get through the show today here. The United States has conducted airstrikes against southern Yemen. At least 6 airstrikes were carried out by U.S. forces over the past week in Yemen. The strikes were intended to target the local al-Qaeda affiliate in al-Bayda province. Now, as usual, CENTCOM offered no casualty data or any details of who was hit or even who was the intended target. It's just, we bombed Yemen. You should be glad about that and applaud and clap your hands and say, ooh, it's good. War is fun. Isn't this wonderful? There is a new spin that's floating around regarding Syria, and it has to do with the claim that the reason Syria is not contesting Donald Trump's proclamation granting Israel sovereignty over the Golan Heights is that Bashar al-Assad has sort of tacitly agreed to this in exchange for the United States not removing him from power. Now, I'm not sure how much credibility to give this. He's basically won the war. But that's the latest spin that's coming on around. All right. Over in Ukraine, it looks like Poroshenko's income, at least according to his tax records, his income jumped 10,000%. Somebody is pouring in huge amounts of money to Poroshenko's income. And much of it came from a return on investment in the Zurich-based Rothschild Trust Schweiz, a trust subsidiary of Rothschild Bank AG. So it looks like he's just getting paid huge amounts of money to be the president of Ukraine and basically make sure that it merges with Europe here. Okay, let's talk about Joe Biden. He's in the news an awful lot, and we have to be very, very careful here. Joe Biden does have a reputation for being very touchy-feely with a lot of people, including, unfortunately, young children. It does look bad. He's on video doing a lot of it. But I have to wonder how much of this is real news reporting and how much of this is politically motivated to try and get him out of the Democratic race as quickly as possible. In which case, I would say that this may be Hillary Clinton after him. But there's a second woman has come forth saying that Joe Biden touched her inappropriately, rubbed noses with her at a 2000 political fundraiser. I mean, come on, rubbing noses. When did that become sexual assault? I mean, it really is getting a little bit silly. Now, a lot of people said Biden's approach to people is a little creepy, and yes, it is. But this feels like it's being fanned up for political reasons. not because he's a bad guy. And it feels like the kind of dirty politics, the politics of personal destruction that we see coming from the Clinton campaign. Now, apparently, Biden is now out there bragging about the time when he was vice president that he strong-armed Ukraine into firing its top prosecutor. Biden described how he threatened Ukrainian President Poroshenko in March of 2016 that the Obama administration would pull $1 billion in loan guarantees, sending Ukraine into insolvency if it didn't immediately fire Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin. Biden said, "You're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here in, I think, about 6 hours. I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you are not getting the money." I'm not so sure about that. Meanwhile, over at The View, and I don't know why people even watch The View anymore, but apparently the women of The View, you know, don't think much of the accusations made against Joe Biden about inappropriate behavior with women. And several said they wanted him to continue smelling women's hair and kissing them without asking. And again, I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden, but it does seem like a lot of his attentions are just simple affection. And it seems like it's become the fashion here in the United States where being kissed or having your hair smelled or rubbing noses or simple touching has all of a sudden mapped into sexual assault. And the reason I know it's a matter of fashion, back in the 1990s, I was working in Germany. And here in the United States of America, the feminists were already up, rape this and rape that, and men can't do this and men can't do that. And it was completely the opposite in Europe. And it was like women expected you to flirt with them. They expected attention. And if they didn't get it, they would get back at you. Paperwork would be lost. You know, things wouldn't work out for you. They wanted flirting and attention. They wanted to be, you know, not groped, but definitely touched. And these things are a matter of fashion here. Meanwhile, Alyssa Milano, who was normally out there screaming about the Me Too movement, is out there saying that the country needs Joe Biden's kind, empathetic leadership, and that Biden didn't have any bad intentions with his actions. Now, I've looked at the videos of Joe Biden, and some of it does look creepy, especially with kids. But it's hard to say that it's actually of evil intent. For one thing, if it was evil in intent, he wouldn't be doing it in front of a camera. And I'm kind of affectionate with small children myself, not to the same extent. I like touch noses and make silly faces. And I don't know. It just feels like it's a dirty politics campaign. All right. Apparently, NBC and MSNBC has hired John Brennan, former head of the CIA, as a news analyst. Now, this is the guy who was running the CIA when the Trump-Russia investigation began. He was a key player in the news who was shaping as a paid colleague of their reporters. It is a huge ethical breach. It is another reason why you should not trust anything coming out of NBC and MSNBC. They're still playing the game the way they played it before. They have not learned a lesson from their recent embarrassment. They're still going on and doing what they're going to do here. Now, a lot of people have been talking about changing the voter demographics and the way they're changing it One way, of course, is illegal immigrants who are pouring across the border by the millions. And the other is by recently released felons who are being given back their right to vote. That one appears to be backfiring because felons being released from jail in Florida are registering to vote as Republicans. There's a little bit of an oopsie for the Democrats there. They're registering as Republicans. Now, somebody once called into our show here and said, you know, these illegal immigrants pouring across the border are very religious. And because the Democrats are not religious, they're anti-religion, they're pro-abortion, that you might actually see the illegal immigrants vote Republican rather than Democrat. And wouldn't that be a tremendous blow to the Democratic Party here? All right, over in the United Arab Emirates, apparently a group of American hackers who once worked for U.S. intelligence agencies helped the United Arab Emirates spy on a BBC host, the chairman of Al Jazeera, and other prominent Arab media figures during a tense 2017 confrontation pitting the UAE and its allies against Qatar. Apparently, the American operatives worked for Project Raven, a secret Emirati intelligence program that spied on dissidents, fighters, and political opponents of the UAE monarchy. The Reuters investigation in January revealed Project Raven's existence and inner workings, including the fact it surveilled a British activist and several unnamed U.S. journalists. Everybody's spying on everybody out there. Okay. As you know, there's been a tremendous concern over the weaponization of space, in particular the possibility that blowing up other people's satellites could create a cascade effect that could literally trap humans on planet Earth for decades to come, unable to launch into space because of all the shrapnel flying around. Well, apparently, Russia's foreign ministry is now slamming Washington, D.C. for sabotaging talks on the potential for space disarmament. And Washington has blocked the final report on the prevention of an arms race in space without any reasonable explanation, the Russian foreign ministry said, as a UN group on governmental experts failed to come up with a joint document. They were really trying to prevent this from happening, and I think it would be a good idea if they did. Experts from 25 states held talks in Geneva at the end of March, established by the UN General Assembly in 2017. The group of governmental experts was set to lay the basis for a treaty that would ensure peace in space. Unfortunately, little progress has been made. And mostly that's because of the United States of America. And again, the problem here is that if you blow up an airplane flying over a battlefield, it crashes to the ground, and that's the end of it. If you blow up a satellite in orbit, all the pieces go into other orbits and present a risk to other satellites. In fact, there's a lot of concern over India's recent anti-satellite weapon test where they blew up one of their own satellites, and there are now at least 250 trackable components now in different orbits representing a threat to other satellites, including the ISS. So a lot of people are very, very concerned about that. All right, we're going to take a break here for commercials. We'll be back after these few words. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Okay. Aloha. Welcome back to our show here. And over in Portland, Oregon, interesting little story. This is coming out of Blacklisted News, talking about a wave of hate crime hoaxes happening in Portland, Oregon. And if there's anything good that came out of the Jussie Smollett case, it is basically the awareness that a lot of hate crime hoaxes are, in fact, there are a lot of hoaxes out there. And I think that's a good thing for people to be aware of. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I think you are 100% correct when it comes to Joe Biden. What happened with this young lady, I think someone put her up to that or even paid her to get Joe Biden out of the picture. I know about a half an hour ago I was listening to Nancy Pelosi, and she was very negative toward Joe Biden, telling her, she was saying that Joe Biden really needs to learn to be more of an adult than acting like a child. She was very critical of him. Now, do you remember back in 2016 when he was planning on running and someone shot a bullet in his home?
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, so I think Joe has been given a message, you know, you're not going to be running. In fact, 10 days ago, he was planning on running. In fact, the speech that he gave, he almost slipped it out.
Yeah, but you know, he still hasn't officially declared. But interestingly enough, he's at the top of the polls for the Democrats.
Right. And I, you know, and I think you might be right. Hillary, she's still waiting to run.
Yeah.
So
I think she's going to step in.
Right. All right, Michael, you take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. Yeah, it does feel, you know, like this sudden attention on Joe Biden's tendency to be touchy-feely. And I understand in this politically correct, Me Too, hyper-triggered world, it could be seen as a negative. But it does feel like it's a politics of personal destruction campaign to try and get him out of the race as quickly as possible. And I think we're going to see the leading Democrats picked off one by one so that Hillary can step in to the 2020 race. And I think that's what's going on here. Okay. Now, as you know, we have seen a really hard winter. It's still snowing in some parts of this country, and this is April. And, of course, with all that snow, it's triggered all kinds of major flooding, which our government, had it been doing its job properly, would have realized was going to be a problem and made sure that flood control was intact, that the levees were reinforced. They didn't do that. And as a result, we've got a major, major problem in that a lot of our food-producing states are now flooded. And the silos have been ruptured. They've been collapsed. And a lot of these fields are not going to be plantable for another month, month and a half at least. A million calves drowned. There are going to be major, major food shortages in this country. So by all means, let's bring, you know, a million more Democratic voting hungry mouths across that southern border. So there are going to be food shortages here, and U.S. disaster aid will not cover the crops drowned by the Midwest floods. So it's a major problem. Nobody wants to talk about it, but there are going to be food shortages and high food prices this year. There could even be food riots when all those illegal immigrants who were promised all kinds of free stuff and they're not getting it, and they're going to go into the supermarkets and they're going to be fighting for the same food that you are. All right. It is an issue. It is a very urgent issue, and nobody wants to talk about it. But there are going to be food shortages in this country. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we've got a caller waiting on the line after we come back from these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones now to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm really sorry you're feeling so bad. I'm going to tell you right now, you're a warrior still doing, you know, doing your show today. I appreciate it. I'm sure all your viewers appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I noticed last Sunday at Claire's Church, everybody there was coughing and wheezing and hacking, and you know, I guess I picked up a bug from them. And, you know, I'm just trying to get through the show today, and hopefully I'll be back to my normal, obnoxious, annoying self tomorrow.
I don't think you're obnoxious, Mike, but I'm sure your critics do. So this flooding and whatnot, what's going on in, you know, in the United States floodplains, you know, it's going to be blamed on climate change, of course, right? That's what they're going to
do. Oh, they're already doing that, yeah. Oh, it's climate change. It's climate disruption. You've got to pay carbon taxes or this will happen again. And like I said before, the reason it's happening is because we have a government that looked at all the heavy snowpack built up over the last winter and ignored it. Didn't pay attention to it. They were so intent on giving our tax money to Israel or funding these wars into the countries, they ignored our flood control infrastructure and levees are failing all over the place, and we're going to pay the price for it.
Yeah, and in fact, not only did they ignore it, but I bet, and I'm willing to bet, just like in the country I live in, that they actually cut the budget for snow removal and all the whole winter thing. I guarantee
yes.
it. Right?
Yep.
So the carbon tax is now official in Canada. It started yesterday on April Fool's Day because we are fools. And, you know, here's something funny, Mike. Around, you know, midday, whatnot, the government released a report that basically said that Canada is warming at twice the global rate. And we're talking about the Prime Minister who's a globalist.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing how that warming just stops right at the border?
Yeah, that's just absolutely amazing. You gosh darn Canadians, you're just wrecking the world.
If it weren't so... It just goes to show you, Mike, that these people are really, really stupid. They actually believe that we're going to believe this sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can understand... you take it like a big city, anywhere in the world, the overall temperature of that city is going to be higher than the suburbs and, of course, you know, the green belts because of all the concrete and steel.
Yeah, the urban heat island effect.
Yes, I can understand it, but to actually say the whole country, and we have that huge boreal forest, Mike.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. But, you know, so Canada gets a lot of food from the United States, as I'm
yes.
sure you probably know, in the wintertime, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you're absolutely right. It's going to be a late spring for planting, if some farmers even plant, right?
Yep.
And it's going to be a bad harvest year. There's no two ways around it. So... yeah, people should start knuckling under knowing that they're going to be paying more for food in the next few months. Well, in the next 3 or 4 months for sure.
I mean, the effects for this could actually last for more than a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, you remember before winter even hit, you were talking about the Farmer's Almanac, and they said we're going to have a hard winter. And they weren't
yep.
wrong.
Nope.
So, you know... I'm a big fan of the Farmer's Almanac because it's been around so long. They're not really trying to fool anybody. They're not creating, you know, their own, what do you call that, problem, reaction, solution thing. They're not creating their own whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, something to scare people. And so, you know, I don't know. You know, Mike, it's just... climate change. They never talk about that North Pole moving, though. Never. It's always carbon dioxide. We're carbon-based animals. We live in a carbon-based ecosystem. It is carbon. That's what we do.
Yeah, it is. Carbon is the core of all of our life here, and it is ridiculous for the EPA to declare carbon dioxide a toxic pollutant when, in fact, it is actually plant food.
Yeah, it's not toxic. Anyway, I appreciate your time, Mike. I hope you're feeling better. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go for that here. Now, as you know, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC, just completed their annual summit in Washington. They're claiming that 18,000 supporters attended the event, which concluded with a day of lobbying Congress by all of the attendees to basically take more of your money and give it to Israel. And it's basically a sign that Jewish power is rolling over Washington, D.C. And it was rather interesting that one of the billboards that was put up in opposition to Representative Ilhan Omar came on out and said, you know, that Jews using their money to control the government is an anti-Semitic trope. And yet here we have this convention proving exactly the opposite. That yes, very wealthy American Jews like Sheldon Adelson do use their money to control the American political system for the benefit of Israel, and to your detriment, I might add here. Okay, new developments coming out of Judicial Watch. They are suing the Office of the Director of National Intelligence for details of a meeting with the FBI regarding national security threats associated with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's private email system. And basically what they're saying is that Hillary Clinton put classified info on the internet equivalent of a public park bench, and foreign nations took advantage of it, including China and Russia. And apparently Clinton was protected from the fallout by Peter Strzok. So Judicial Watch has filed yet another lawsuit. They're out there just, they're doing the heavy lifting. And they filed the lawsuit after the Office of the Director of National Intelligence failed to respond to a July 13, 2018 Freedom of Information Act request. But they're having to sue yet again. Now, that's not the intent of the Freedom of Information Act. The Freedom of Information Act, the way it works is you request the information, the government gives it to you. But in this case, the government repeatedly refuses to do so, resulting in these endless lawsuits. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Mark on the West Coast, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just tuned in when you mentioned you have a bug.
Yeah.
I assume that's a virus, right?
Well, I'm not sure what it is exactly. It's just something I picked up.
Okay, something you picked up. I just want to mention to you that maybe you already know the best thing for that is to take vitamin C, RAM
yep.
doses every
yep.
hour.
I have time-released vitamin C that I'm taking along with NanoSilver.
Okay, good. Don't be shy about the vitamin C. Take it
yes.
until you get well.
All right.
That's my message to you today.
All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Already doing it.
Oh, okay, good.
All right, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Okay, Democratic Representative Ro Khanna is calling for a bipartisan coalition to work with Trump on ending the foreign wars. And Ro Khanna is a progressive Democrat who is the co-chairman of the 2020 Democrat presidential campaign for Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders, and basically told Breitbart News in an interview that he hopes a bipartisan coalition comes together to work with Trump to end a number of wars and U.S. military conflicts worldwide. Would certainly like to see that. Trump campaigned on that. But in point of fact, it seems like the wars are continuing, and in fact, we're aiming at more wars like the one in Venezuela. So Ro Khanna argued that if the United States stops its backing of Saudi Arabia in Yemen's civil war, finally ends the war in Afghanistan, withdraws troops from Syria, resists temptations to get into Venezuela, and completes peace negotiation with North Korea, then the United States could better invest resources wasted abroad into rebuilding America's infrastructure. It sounds really good. I don't think it's going to happen, but it's a really, really good idea because, again, those Midwest farmers, are feeling the effects of our neglected infrastructure. Okay, apparently leading Democratic senators are expected to introduce a constitutional amendment to abolish the Electoral College. Now, this is a long shot idea. It's been gaining steam among 2020 presidential candidates so that future Democratic candidates will only have to campaign in places like Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York City, and the rest of the country can just go pound sand. So Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii plans to introduce the measure along with Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, the number two ranking Democrat in the House, and Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. I actually briefly met Brian Schatz three Halloweens ago. Claire's laughing in the other room. We were doing Halloween. We had our little table out with the candies, and I had my Hillary for Prison t-shirt on. And so this family comes on up, and the kids are getting the candy, and this guy comes bounding up the walkway and says, "Hi, I'm Brian Schatz." And then he sees that the t-shirt says Hillary for Prison, and he like turns around and just runs back down the walkway. So that was the one time I met Brian Schatz. Okay. More is coming out about Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele, authors of the P dossier. Apparently, George Soros paid these firms tied to Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele more than $3.8 million in 2017 to provide, quote, research and analysis to government entities. And the payments were made by the Democracy Integrity Project more than three times what the DNC and Clinton campaign paid Fusion GPS and Steele during the presidential campaign. There's a lot of money out there if you're willing to lie for it. I should have learned how to lie. I could make a lot more money than I'm making now. Okay. There's been another discovery by NASA's Curiosity rover on Mars. And it's discovered that background levels of methane in Mars' atmosphere cycle seasonally, peaking in the northern summer, which is another indicator of life. And I wish NASA would quit equivocating, because we discovered indigenous life on Mars in the Viking missions back in 1976. But it's like NASA just, well, maybe there is and maybe there isn't. And they're playing politics because the Bible bangers don't want there to be life on Mars, because it means that God doesn't sit up nights admiring us or something. And I mentioned this a little earlier in the show here. India has destroyed one of its own orbiting satellites in a recent missile test of an anti-satellite weapon. And it sent debris orbiting in all these kind of unpredictable orbits. NORAD is tracking 250 components of the destroyed satellite. And there, of course, are a lot smaller pieces out there. And in a crossing orbit, they can hit at thousands of miles per hour. And now it's been determined that some of these fragments might actually be a danger to the International Space Station. And they held a press conference in which Jim Bridenstine said that the anti-satellite test is not compatible with the future of human spaceflight. It's unacceptable, and NASA needs to be very clear about what its impact is to us. And they're absolutely right. The weaponization of space could literally imprison the human race on planet Earth for decades to come. But also, of course, destroy communication satellites, weather satellites. MTV, we'd have to live without MTV. Okay, getting into the economic news here. The FCC has fined robocallers $208 million. Well, good for the FCC. The problem is they've only collected $6,790. And part of the problem is the robocallers are located offshore. Their call centers are located offshore. They're not affected by the do not call list. I get all kinds of robocalls all the time. In fact, you know, half of the calls I get on my cell phone are from various robocallers. Oh, we can get you a better credit card rate. We can get you a new insurance policy. We can get you this. We can get you that. I wish there were a way to block them out. But apparently there isn't. And in part, it's because they spoof the phone numbers. So you can't just say, remember this phone number and block it. It's really annoying. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our
party. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go to the phones now. Don in the Philippines, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Yes, I live pretty close. I'm in the Philippines, but in the U.S., I live pretty close to the Missouri River there in Iowa, where the flooding is. My property is not affected
Good.
As I know, but the people there, I talked to a couple of them, and they said they were telling me it's the dam. The way they handled the dams there is part of the problem. I'm thinking, well, man, that sounds like they're just griping about it. But no, I looked. There's an article here on U.S. News and World Report where they're talking about this. They changed somewhere along the line. They changed the priorities of the flood control, the way they released the water from the dams. And it used to be flood control was the number one priority, but now it's at the bottom of the list. They're worried about some endangered species, and that's part of the problem. I don't know exactly when they released the water too early is what they were telling me. These people in Iowa were telling me, and one of the congressmen from Missouri was talking to them, and he said, "I was told point blank, flood control is not our top priority. It is not. Period." They were very firm on that point. Josh Hawley said, "I said, you've got to be kidding me." So they don't. They don't care about floods that much. This is the problem right there.
Well, I think maybe after this year, there should be a reordering of the priorities. I mean, I understand the concern for endangered species, but humans must come first.
Yeah, they had a flood. They had a lawsuit. According to this, they had a lawsuit in 2011. 400 farmers sued the Army Corps of Engineers, and they won. But still, this did not result in any change in the practices. So, after this one, though, this is a pretty bad one. Some of those towns are totally. I don't know if they ever come back. Hamburg, Iowa, and some of those towns, they're just flooded. I mean, I guess they will
gone.
Come back when the water.
They're gone. Yeah. They're absolutely gone.
Well, it's a bad thing. I mean, people have to be number one compared to this species, which is the some sturgeon, the pallid sturgeon, a seldom seen bottom feeding fish they're worried about. So anyway, I'll let you go on this, Mike. Thanks.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, I'm going to have to take you through the station break. What's on your mind today?
Well, real quick on the flooding, a million calves dead, a million acres flooded, and a giant grain silo in Iowa's gone. That collapsed. So, yeah, it's pretty bad, and it's going to continue through May.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Okay, Dustin, stay on the line. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back after these few words.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.